Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus podcast presented to you from BWI. We are in the airport right now getting ready to take off as we head back to Rochester. You might hear some Bills fans. You might hear some announcements going on. Mike Catalana joining me as we are wrapping up this Bills win over the Ravens 23-20. What a game this was. We'll start with the end of that second half. Just the poise by this team. The narrative that has followed them is they can't win close games. Today, they finally change the tide of that and beat Baltimore in a come-from-behind win.
Yeah, it was a narrative, and it was true. I mean, let's be honest. You know, this team does a lot of things well. But over this streak, last year we saw it in big moments and big games, there was a mistake by the coaching staff, by the defense, by Josh Allen, whatever it was. It wasn't one thing. Yes, I think they're moving a gate. It wasn't one thing, but there were several things. And then they lose the Miami game where they have the ball for 40 minutes, but yeah, they made too many mistakes, and they lose. This game, Jenna, it's not just to win the game in when it's close. It's to be down and being, I won't even say being dominated, but it was 20-3.
Yeah.
And they looked 20 terrible. They looked terrible.
Drops,
they were making mistakes.
Fumbles.
Bad play calls.
Yeah.
Josh was not sharp, and when he was, guys dropping the ball. Like, there were so many issues. And then they got that score before the half.
That
and
was
you got a feeling,
that was huge.
Yep,
that was huge.
You got a feeling that it was like, okay, it's not ideal. It's 20-10, and Ravens get the ball to start the third quarter. But then they got the ball right back and started to work and got it tied and then made all the plays down the stretch.
I think we continue to see the poise from this team because, look, I know that they've struggled in those one-score games, but there wasn't any panic. You know, I walk by the bench all the time when I'm on the field shooting when it was raining for four straight hours. But that being said, there was a little bit of frustration, obviously, but I could, you know, you get to know these players and you can tell when it's like, oh my gosh, like everything's going wrong, panic, all these things. And you could just tell this team was like, hey guys, we got this.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were cutting highlights during halftime, you know, where the media room was right by the locker room for the Bills. There's a lot of Bills fans around us.
Yeah.
And again, the talk was self-inflicted wounds.
Come on, but hold on. So you could hear what they were saying in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm actually supposed to report on this, which is why I'm a little bit scared. But
oh, come on. It's not like we, you know.
Yeah, but
what were they saying?
No, they were saying, don't blink. Because, and that's something Von Miller has said, and he repeated to us in postgame of like, don't blink because Lamar is fantastic and this Ravens team can put up points. But also the self-inflicted wounds that this team had. We talked about those drops earlier on, those fumbles. Like you said, the bad decisions, the poor execution, those types of things. And the Bills obviously knew it. And in that second half, like sometimes I think people think the 12 minutes of halftime, it's like people, the coaches are going over and, you know, you're changing scheme. You're doing, no, you're not. You're maybe having like an orange slice.
And guys are maybe, I hate to say it, going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what happens. And it is so short of a period of time. What is it? 12 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
And they're in and they're out and they maybe hydrate a little, like you said. Some guys change a part of the uniform, change an undershirt, whatever it happens to be, take their pads off, put them on. Yeah. It's not, you know, Newt Rockne speech at halftime.
Yeah, no, you're not changing fundamental things, but that's the thing about this team. It's not, they don't need to do that. They just need to play their game and play better. And I think at halftime, you kind of heard that rallying cry of like, we got this. We just need to play our game.
You know, and it all comes down to, I think they know they're a better team. They knew they're a better team than the Dolphins, too.
Yeah.
But they just didn't.
They're a better team than
most.
Yeah.
And they didn't look like who the Bills are, which is the Super Bowl favorite or Super Bowl contender. In the second half, they did, because they're on the road and they're losing. And let's go to that moment where the Bills tie the game, and then they get the ball back, and they end up having to punt. And they punt to the five.
Yeah.
And at that moment, you're like, okay, they got the Ravens pinned. Get out of it. Three and out, or make a stop. And they weren't making the stops. And Lamar was making plays, and the Ravens were converting, and they're moving down the field. And the next thing you know, they got goal to go, and Matt Milano made one of the big plays.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this without overstating it. And when we look back, it's not quite like the play Zimmer made a couple years ago against Cam, but it's close. It's one of those you look back on it and you go, that was a massive play.
Massive play.
Because what it did was it took them back to, what, the four-yard line or the three-yard line, and they had fourth and two now, and they decided to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have taken the field goal there.
Yeah. I didn't know what they were going to do, and then I was waiting to see if the field goal unit would come out on the field, and then I'm like, well, it's Harbaugh, and obviously they made the decision to go for it, which I understand. You know, you have Lamar Jackson. He was effective. It felt like every time the Bills kind of had them stopped, Lamar would do some type of play, use his legs, and be out there, and it'd be another set of downs. But the play that Milano played, I thought Tremaine Edmonds played very well as well. Like, those are – you need your guys to make – plays like that, and that's what they were able to do. And Milano's, like you said, that instance, the example you have, is just what this team needs and relies on, and they were able to show up. And that's huge because obviously that changed a lot this game.
So they go for it, and the Bills get immense pressure on Lamar, and you know he's in trouble. He's backpedaling, he's in trouble, and he throws it into the end zone. Mm-hmm. And not only do the Bills make a play, but Jordan Poyer comes down with it. Awesome play. He takes a big shot there, but he catches it. Said he lost his breath. I don't know.
He looked like he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, he took a big shot, but he holds a ball. It's an interception. So now the Bills get it at the 20.
Yes.
And I think
that is huge.
If you look at what Harbaugh decides to do for it, that is a huge sign of respect to Josh Allen and that Bills offense, because he knows if I take the field goal there, I got to kick to them and I got to defend just a field goal, let alone a touchdown to beat me.
Yeah.
So he figures, well, we'll go for it. If we don't get it, we got them pinned at the two. Uh-uh. It comes out to the 20. And then it was a drive where I heard McDermott say, everybody knew. You know, we've heard communication issues with this team, like last year in Kansas City. Everybody was on board with be smart, stay in bounds, we're going to use the clock.
Yes.
And they did. And they took it down to the last second. Tyler Bass kicks the field goal and they win.
Some nice, I think there's another gate change.
We're
broadcasting this live from Potbelly Sandwich Shop.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. BWI Airport. No, going off of that, I think you saw, it's almost, you know, we talk about how you can learn so much from a loss, but that clock management at the end of the game, and at this point it was the Bills, you know, they had their timeouts, they had all that, but it was the example of using that and understanding how to manage the clock in those late game situations. But, I mean, we talk so much about Milano and Tremaine and how they made big time plays, but Jordan Poyer has done everything you have asked him to do, and he's a guy that puts his body on the line, smart, tough, dependable. I mean, he wants more money. I understand why.
Well, he
wants a new contract.
Right.
Which I understand why.
And he's earned it.
But it's never been a distraction.
No.
I give, like, so many other players, that can become a distraction, or can be a distraction in the locker room, or they can hold out, they can knock. There's so many avenues this can go down. And the way Poyer has handled everything and his play on the field, like, that to me speaks for itself. And just,
yeah.
I mean,
there's big decisions to make. That's for another time. What you're pointing out is that you can't deny what he's done for this franchise, what he's done this year, coming back from injury, and he's playing with Hamlin, who's a rookie. No, not a rookie. Second, third year? Now, why am I drawing a blank on Hamlin? But he's not played, and there he is out there.
He's now coming into a starter role.
Starter role with Micah out. So he's there, plus with the young corners. Give Dane Jackson credit, man. That dude's out there playing this week.
He was pregame. We saw him out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he looks like he's going to play. He was still smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And I was just like, be careful. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh. he's going to go. And he played great.
Yeah.
And
Kyrie Elam played really well,
too. You know, I always think, like, I don't really want to notice guys in the secondary in terms of, like, I don't want to be like, ooh, that was really bad. You know, interceptions and stuff are different. But Kaiir, I was very impressed by his poise.
Yeah.
And obviously he's a player that, you know, initially we thought that he would be the starter day one type of guy. And then obviously that turned out not to be the case. But the way he's handled himself, and I think the game didn't seem too big for him.
No. No, he's always stayed. He's maintained that poise.
Sorry. I just also wanted to touch on some other players who sometimes maybe we don't talk about enough. But Dawson Knox, in terms of on the stat sheet, I feel like he had a couple nice catches. But
he also, you know, didn't make great play on the ball, on the one that was tipped early, and it was interception, all that stuff. But he made two great blocks. And, by the way, in case anybody's listened to this and you follow three-year Letterman on Twitter, devastating downfield blocker. Anybody who knows that Twitter account will know what I mean. Dawson Knox was a devastating downfield blocker. Once to spring Singletary, another time to spring Shakir, who had his first NFL catch.
Yeah. What a catch.
Yeah. Great catch.
Late game situation on the, like, bring it down the field. That was not an easy catch.
No.
Slippery in terms of the rain.
And Knox made that catch, too, on the rollout by Josh. That was probably Josh's best all-around play. He ran the ball well.
Yeah.
He was a little, you know, it's funny. I tweeted a couple times about, you know, Josh missed on a couple of throws. He fired the ball over the middle once to Crowder.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, Crowder's hurt. We don't know right now how bad that is. But, you know, Josh makes mistakes, too. And we talked about this before. The bar is high for Josh.
Yeah.
And he did not play the way he can play for stretches of that game. But when it counted the most, he was great.
Yeah. I mean, 20 unanswered points.
Yeah. And now when you look at the standings, Jenna, they're 3-1, and the Dolphins are 3-1 after their loss. Mm-hmm. And basically, and as we're recording this, we don't know what the Chiefs are doing, but everybody else in the conference is 2-2 or less. Just kind of crazy how fast it's been. So basically, everybody's alive.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody is alive. It's not like somebody's buried or somebody's running away.
Yeah.
But that's a big win for this team. Very big win.
Well, and it's a physical win and a tough win and a situation where we always know, like, the Bills have finesse. They have the sizzle, but could they be the steak?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm not hungry, actually.
I do like that phrase, though.
I do love that phrase.
Well, they can blow people out, but this was a game, you know, where you earn respect around. Like, I guarantee you there are coaches that it would say, like, you know, you don't think they would, but it'd be like, get these guys in a tight game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you think, not the Bills. But, yeah, if you're going to get your team incentivized and saying we can win this, you say hang in the game for a while. They haven't made those plays.
Yeah.
Well, now they showed that toughness. They showed that fire. And you know what else I was thinking? Last week you got Tyreek Hill you're dealing with. They pretty much shut him down with all these changes.
Yes.
And this week Mark Andrews made a few plays, but he was not the dominating force that he's been. He had one big catch in the second half, but he wasn't.
No.
A dominant player in this game.
No.
Give Leslie a lot of credit, man, for that defense with all the changes.
What a delightful man.
He is.
Also.
Just
a delight.
See?
But, yeah.
Okay. I think we're going to wrap this up here in a minute because we got to get on the plane here in a second. We have to talk two things. You were down on the field.
Okay.
So weather-wise.
Yeah.
How was it?
A quick aside before we start, just to really paint the picture for everyone. We're sitting at a high top table.
It's a closed restaurant.
There's
at least I think it was.
6 million people around us.
Yeah.
And Mike and I are talking into a microphone. I've never felt more like a loser.
No. People. This guy just walked by. He was smiling. He was like,
I feel.
They know. Excuse me.
We have handheld mics.
They know it is the Buffalo Plus podcast.
Also, they also
brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
We went to Chili's for our post game dinner, and the woman looked at me. She's like, "Do you need a water?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Okay, this has been fun." Yes, because I was outside in the rain for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, I knew it was gonna rain. Like, was it the first half was tolerable? Pre-game, I was like, "Let's just start the game now." It was
so.
Clear.
Give your best Sean McDermott. What'd you say?
I said, the weather is the weather. I remember one time he was asked that about the schedule. You know, you got a tough stretch here. He's like, the schedule is the schedule. Honestly, we have Bills fans coming over right now.
We're just in the middle of the podcast here, so we're just recording.
Hi, guys.
Did you guys enjoy the game?
Yeah.
That's it. See? See, they're everywhere. Look at that. See?
Very true.
The weather was the weather.
Yeah,
you
the
hung
weather
in there.
Was the weather. It was, again, the first half wasn't as bad as the second half. Then in the second half, like, it got pretty crazy. But it wasn't, it's what we knew it would be.
Yeah.
It did affect the game.
Yeah, well, you've been down there for worse.
Say,
okay,
yeah.
Let's get to the next step. The food. We always talk about the food.
Yes, we do.
Upstairs, pretty good. Not L.A.
No.
They actually had crab cakes, and I made
were
a rookie
good?
Mistake.
Did you
they
eat them?
They were hidden towards the side, and I never touched them.
Really?
I had like
I
a
feel
chicken
like
finger. You were we worried about crab cakes at a stadium.
Yeah.
They
I
make them every week.
It's
Baltimore.
I'm particular about my crab cakes.
Yeah.
Or just seafood in general.
How did we never have crab cakes on this trip?
I know. Well, we
okay,
didn't
so
eat our dinner till on Saturday till like 10:30 at night.
Yeah, because Jenna couldn't get us a table.
Oh, my,
she's losing her touch.
Just
ever since she hit 30. What was the food downstairs?
This is so gross. I think I told
you. Oh, yeah. Go through your litany of food.
So today, what time is it now? I don't know.
It's closing in on 9:30, 9:15.
Yeah. So p.m. This morning I had a turkey bacon Starbucks sandwich.
Right.
In Starbucks.
Fresh. They were only made like a month ago.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I went to the stadium and I had a bagel with butter and I put bacon on it.
And then
at halftime I had a hot dog.
Okay, good healthy hot dog.
And then you brought me a Milky Way post game.
Yes,
Mike always is very good to me.
I'll find candy.
I was gonna say, especially that's the way to my heart is candy.
And
especially
then,
if I've had to be outside in the elements for a long time.
And then we went to Chili's, and you
and
had
then I got a Mexican chicken bowl.
So all
and
healthy
margarita.
Food this weekend.
And then
a margarita.
We got to this gate, and I decided to buy Reese's cups.
Yeah, were they like the knockoff cups?
They were the Quest ones. So
oh.
I was trying to convince myself that they were better for
me. Gotta go if you're gonna go.
I didn't finish them because I was like, what
am
I doing?
That tells you something. Didn't I get you another candy bar?
You did. You got me a Hershey's with almonds, but I like putting that in the freezer, so
oh,
I
she's saving
it for
this
tomorrow. Everyone's gonna know my secrets.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up here.
Yeah, we're gonna see more Bills fans. They're over there yelling. Hey, this is way better than it was.
I was gonna say, this is joyful yelling.
Oh, that was an Eagles fan. I think he just said 4-0, baby.
Do you know him?
No, but it's just funny.
Well, no, I know you don't know him.
I know a lot of them.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, here we go. They're singing.
I hear it.
It didn't catch on.
No.
Yeah, by the way, if you start the Bills songs or chants and they don't catch on, just bail right away. It's a bad sound, bad
immediately.
Look.
Immediately.
Yeah. All right.
Now it's quiet, right, as we're ready to wrap up.
I know. They know we're done.
Exactly. I was going to ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
Legitimate. I know it's 17-game regular season.
Yeah.
But four games done.
Right.
Bills are 3-1. What do you make of the first quarter-ish of the year?
I like that they've had to deal with some adversity.
Yeah.
They fought back. I don't like some of the injuries.
Yes.
They're beaten up a little.
Fair.
But you know what? They're coming back from that pretty quickly. That bye week is looming. Trey White can be back on the practice field this week. A lot of things on the positive side. And, you know, the Patriots lost again. So.
Yeah. Bottom of the AFC East.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a good team. They're not the challenger.
I know, it's just weird.
Miami is to whatever level.
It's just weird.
It is. But, no, I like where they are. I like that they had to fight through the month. And you know what? You go 3-1 every month, you're 12-4 with the last game left. So, if I said to you right now, 12-4 with a game left, you'd take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Get 13 wins, which is what I predicted.
Definitely.
So, let's see.
All right, cool. Thank you for joining us. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And I'm sure we'll see plenty more of you out here. We always appreciate it. And thank you so much for Mike and Dan, or Dan's in the studio. I just call myself Dan again? Dang it. Dan it. I'm Jenna, to be clear. Thank you. And we'll catch you next time. And hopefully we won't be in an airport. So thanks for listening. We'll see you on Buffalo Plus.
Oh, Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.